Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an Agricultural Outlook meeting on Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Decatur Conference Center in Decatur, Illinois, with U of I head basketball coach Bruce Weber. Outlook meetings will also be held on August 19th in West Lafayette, Indiana, and on August 21st at 5 p.m. in Logansport, Indiana. More details at 866-837-9027.
It's coming up on 850, and next up on AM 580 WILL, it's the pre-opening commodity market report. And here's Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Early opinions for the Midwest direct hog markets today are mostly steady, but there are mixed undertones due in part to different views on what direction prices will take later in the week. Terminals called steady, tops from $47 to $51.50. Peoria's called steady today with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 11th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 10,210. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64 to $71. The weighted average, $68, a gain of $1.11 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.77 to $56.50, the weighted average $53.01. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,219, the base price range $62 to $74, the weighted average $70.22, a loss of $1.19 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.90 to $57, and the weighted average was $55.07.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. In the U.S. Midwest, rain fell Friday through Sunday in most of the western Corn Belt from Nebraska to Kansas to North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Rainfall ranged from 1 to 2.5 inches across portions of eastern South Dakota and from northeastern North Dakota into northern Minnesota. Other 1 and 2 inch totals occurred in central Wisconsin, southeastern Iowa, northern Missouri, and a few locations in northeastern Nebraska. Rainfall in the remainder of the region varied from a few hundredths of an inch to 3/4 of an inch most often. Southeast Nebraska, western and northern Iowa, and northeastern Kansas were driest. Rain also fell in a few southern Indiana and Ohio River Valley locations with rainfall of a tenth to a half inch, and the remainder of the Corn Belt, eastern Corn Belt, was dry. Highest temperatures Friday through Sunday were in the 80s, except from Missouri and Kansas into central South Dakota, where 90s and a few extreme 100s were noted. Lowest temperatures were in the low upper 40s and 50s east and the 60s and lower 70s in the west. A frequent succession of frontal systems will march across the Corn Belt over the next 2 weeks. Rain will fall frequently, although amounts will often be light. The precipitation will be sufficient to support summer crop development, and no new areas of dryness or crop stress are anticipated due to the frequent precipitation and seasonable temperatures that will dominate the next 10 days. Most areas that have been too dry in the recent weeks will see some timely relief, and some already were relieved during the weekend. Drier weather may return to the Midwest and Plains later this month and into this autumn season, but the impact on crops will be more beneficial than detrimental. High temperatures over the next 10 days will vary often in the upper 70s and 80s, except in the southwest, where readings will be in the middle 80s through the middle 90s, and lows will be in the 50s and 60s most often. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, rain fell in the heart of the Delta during Friday through Sunday morning, with Greenville, Mississippi reporting 3 inches of rain. Other areas from Greenway, Mississippi to Little Rock, Arkansas reported 3/4 of an inch to a little more than an inch, and it was the most significant rain to fall in central Mississippi in a few weeks. Further north, rainfall is not nearly as great, with little to no rain in northeastern Arkansas and western Tennessee. The lower Delta was also left mostly dry. Coverage of measurable rain was around 60%. Meanwhile, rain fell in most of the southeastern states at one time or another during the Friday through Sunday period. Rainfall ranged from 1 to 2 inches from east-central Georgia to western North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Similar rainfall occurred in central and eastern Alabama and far western Georgia. And some of the higher terrain locations like Asheville and Hickory, North Carolina, reported 2 to more than 4 inches of rain. In contrast, little to no rain fell from central Georgia into north-central Florida. Parts of Virginia and northeastern North Carolina were also dry, as was the western part of the Florida Panhandle and neighboring areas of Alabama. Coverage of measurable rain was close to 80%. Highest temperatures Friday and Saturday were in the 80s in Virginia and North Carolina and the 80s and 90s elsewhere. Weather conditions in the coming week have not changed much from those last week. Showers will occur infrequently and most insignificantly in the Delta, where net drying is probable. Rain will recur more frequently and significantly in the southeastern states, where net increase in soil moisture will occur over time. The best rainfall in southeast will hold off into the second week of the outlook, except in parts of Alabama and immediate neighboring areas where some locally heavy rain is possible this week. Delta rainfall is not going to be completely absent, but its coverage and intensity will be far less than needed to fix long-term moisture deficits. Crop stress will continue in portions of the region, although temperatures will not be as hot this week as they were in previous weeks, and crop stress will also be limited to areas that have not seen much rain in the past week. Many areas in the Delta received rain at one time or another in the past week, although amounts were highly variable and often light. And in southeastern Arkansas and some west central Mississippi locations received the greatest rainfall in the past week. Highs in the 80s and 90s will dominate most of the Delta and southeastern states over the next week to 10 days to 2 weeks. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
A full day of agronomy and marketing information opportunities is coming your way on August 16th, that is Wednesday, out at the AgriGold Research Farm east of Tuscola. And you can call at 866-313-2145 for your reservation. The AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panel part of the meeting will probably occur around between 6:00 and 6:15 in the evening. Mike Zuzolo, Pete Manhart, and Bill Mayer will be on hand to talk about the markets, and we hope to see you there. In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 451 and a half up a quarter, last trade up a quarter. December 471 down 1 3/4, last trade up 1 1/4. September wheat at the board of trade open at 373 and a half down a quarter, last trade up a quarter. December 395 and a quarter down a quarter, last trade down one. September corn open at 224 and 3/4 unchanged, last trade down 3 1/2. December 241 and a half down a quarter, last trade down 3 1/2. March 257 up a quarter, last trade down 4 1/4. The July 275 up a half, last trade down 3 1/2. Redline December 290 and a half down a half, last trade down a quarter. September oats opened at 176, down 1 1/2, last trade down 1 3/4. September beans opened at 550, down 5 1/4, last trade down 4 3/4. September at 564, down 4 1/4, last trade down 4 1/2. Noves. That was the Noves, excuse me, at 564, down 4 1/4, last trade down 4 1/2. The March, 586 and a half, down 4 3/4, last trade down 3 3/4. July, 612 and a half, up 2 1/2, last trade unchanged. September soybean meal open at 159, unchanged, last trade down 70. September soybean oil open at 2579, up 30, last trade down 23. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing well on this Monday. I wonder, though, if the markets will end up doing well by day's end, or are we going to extend Friday's losses?
Well, I mean, if a year ago is any conclusion, you would say yes. We probably will extend that to some extent. On the report day a year ago, we ended up dropping from 238 down to 231, so basically a 7-cent drop. And then we come in the next Monday and we drop all the way down to 223. So we fell another 8 cents on that following Monday. So, you know, I think the opportunity is there. You're right up against these contract lows, which are 237 and a half on the Dease corn, that all of a sudden, if we get down in that range, you may have some guys that further just step out and punt and say, the heck with it, I'm out of here. Basically, anybody that's long the market today is losing money on those positions. And we still show the spec fund long roughly 150,000 contracts of corn.
December contract moving through its contract low in the overnight session as well. What about the soybean market?
Well, soybeans, to me, you're taking any weather threat out of it because continue to see rains move across, especially the western belt. As you guys were talking, had some pretty good coverage overnight last night. There's more on the way here later this week. So I think you're taking away any real drive for a weather market to really come in here until we get to the early frost type time frame. So I have to feel like beans are going to be in that 5 to 6 lower range as they were last night. You did have NOPA crush out this morning, which was somewhat supportive, but after the USDA raised the crush on the last report, I don't think we get a big drive off of that.
If August breaks 545 and a half, do we see a potential sell-off down to close to $5?
Ultimately, yes. And part of that is because I think we're going to move towards 42 bushels an acre. And I think the trade's going to start to believe that, and that's where that drives us down to, Dave.
What about the wheat?
Wheaties, I mean, they're going to try and find some support. They've been beat up pretty hard, so I guess I think wheat is going to start steady to a little bit easier. It'll have a hard time staying steady with the selling coming on in the grains, but ultimately I think we find some support out here off the world numbers.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thanks, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at wiloag.org.